Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Paul Seabar, did you have a tip for a derby?
Yeah, father.
Father. Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. I'll get, because Jeff was just in our little minute here talking about the derbies coming up, right? The, what's it called?
Pinewood.
The Pinewood Derby. And it so happens that Paul Seabar, who stayed here, despite the fact he doesn't have to be here after performing, your dad was involved. Were you in that, Pinewood?
My father, I think, cheated, but he was a elementary school teacher, and he had access to mercury. And so we drilled a hole in the Pinewood Derby car and inserted the mercury and then stuck it in with some kind of putty. And that somehow that mercury shifting as it came down the track gave it an edge.
Holy cow. Thank you, Paul Seabar. Little Pinewood Derby.
Now, for you youngsters out there, maybe that's not the best idea. Check with your dad before you actually try.
That's like doping your horse in other derbies. I don't know if you can really do that. Steve from Sun Prairie is here. Oh, he didn't, couldn't stay. Oh, there he is. Okay. He says, my dad once told me that frogs' butts are watertight. Is that true? I would think that would have to be true, don't you think, being a frog?
I've been curious all these years.
Yes. You never, well, I guess wouldn't want to investigate that, but.
I tried in my younger years.
You tried to?
Well.
Yeah. Wouldn't everybody's butt be watertight, really? Have you tried that over the years?
No, but on the way in here, my friend Kathy and I had that discussion.
Yeah. Well, what a fascinating trip it must have been. Things to talk about in the car. Isn't penultimate the greatest, the bestest word? Sean Mulvihill.
Right here.
Oh, hi. Here, stand up here. The bestest word?
Well, I was just trying to make fun of the hyperbole that goes around in the news and the weather and everything, too.
So penultimate.
Penultimate is like everything, right?
No, it means the next to last, I think, doesn't it?
Well, is it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is it the next to last or the one before the next to last?
No, that's the.
I always thought it was the bestest. Huh? I always thought it was the bestest.
Yeah, that's the bestest. But not penultimate is comes before the next to last one. I don't. It's next to last, isn't it? Yeah. Penultimate. Because I, for years, I was using it wrong, and apparently you were too.
Correct it now.
Yeah. So there you go. But it's still the bestest, I think. Use it in your everyday conversation. Penultimate. Here's the guy then for the, who won the temperature here. That's Daniel Horgan from Wisconsin Rapids, right?
Yep.
Let's find out what, I'll just go up here, and if I get you to stand up, then we can meet at a certain juncture. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so you, 27?
27 below.
Below, on your own device?
Local temperature on the bank.
On the bank?
Yeah.
Are they accurate? You know their interests.
Yeah, maybe it was the interest rate.
Okay, and then what were you doing at that time?
Just driving to work.
Driving to work. Windows open, everything, because you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, anyone here who actually, we have guys in town here who wear their, UW shorts all winter long and ride their bikes in the ruts through the snow, anyone here do that? Keep their shorts on during the polar vortex? Okay, I know there are guys doing it. They're just not here right now. Okay, and how are you otherwise?
Good. Yeah. I used to shovel the driveway in January in my shorts and t-shirt.
See, I think you kind of look like that guy.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you. Daniel?
Thank you.
All right, well, there is the record holder, as far as we know, 27 below in the vortex. I just want to go back to our beer fellow here. Giotto, Troia, right? Is that right? Can you just stand up for a second? Hold up your bottle of beer here, because it's kind of unusual. A young man like yourself has his own brewery.
Yeah.
Where's that brewery located?
It's in his dorm.
east side of Madison, off Stoughton Road.
Yeah. So how'd you get, how'd that happen?
We realized during college that it was legal to buy all the ingredients for beer before you could buy beer. So
that's a tremendous discovery.
So we started brewing and making good batches, and then we did these things called brewathons, and people got interested.
Which college was it?
UW Whitewater.
Cool. Well, that figures, doesn't it?
Yeah. So now we're doing crowdsource batches. Everything that we make,
crowdsourcing again. See?
Yeah, there you go. Everything we make is, you know, your ideas, and we just, you know, put it up for a vote every month, and the most popular beer we make.
Yeah, and that's how you got this. What is this?
Chocolate banana stout.
Okay, I'll pass on. I'm still going to pass on that, because if that comes back up, you don't want to see it.
Yeah. We've got a vanilla IBA, which is a black ale, coming up soon, and a hazelnut amber, too. So, I mean, these are all really good beers.
The folks put up all the money for this brewery?
No, we didn't.
That was all you?
Yeah.
What a kid. Yeah. So he's making beer in his dorm. He's making money out of it now. And it's called Mobcraft.
Mobcraftbeer.com.
Thank you. Mom is on this, too. It's really Mobcraft beer. We know. Very nice. Well, that's very cool. Nice to meet you. He's still drinking it here, but we'll let him because we're that kind of show. Okay, we got PhD here today. T.C. Chung. Thomas T.C. Chung. There he is in back there. You're really too smart for the show. Are you at the right show? You're really overqualified for this audience. I don't know. No, I'm trying to read you got your resume on this little index card here. It's kind of hard to read everything here. But you're from San Diego. And what exactly are your fields?
I manage a nonprofit group. I manage the genomic screening center for it.
Genomic?
Yeah, genomic screening center, chemical genomics.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Where do you get the sample from?
We get them from the NIH government. We have about 370,000 compounds in very small little plates.
From the person, what part of the person does it come from?
Oh, no, we're testing compounds against tissues and targets that we put into test tubes.
So you don't need anything from me personally?
If you're willing to donate, sure.
I guess what I'm asking, if I were donating, where would it come out of?
Well, we are actively working with melanomas, melanoma cell lines, et cetera. So the Sanford Burnham started as a nonprofit cancer research institute, and it's broadened to other things like diabetes and metabolic diseases and Alzheimer's.
So if I get any sort of cancer, I should send you a slice?
You should talk to your doctor first.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather not get the doctor involved. They're not going to help anyway, so put it in an envelope and I'll send it to you. Well, that's cool. And then this is all kinds of stuff here now.
Well, it's cold here. That's why I wanted to come. I want you to know that I extended my business trip specifically so I could come to the show.
Really?
Yeah.
This is kind of beneath you, though. I mean, we're not up to your
level. I've listened to your show ever since I heard it on radio.
So. Well, thank you. Can I get you to sign something to that effect?
Sure, if you.
I think we don't really get the.
If you let me have a picture with you. Sure.
Okay, here. Get the picture. It's a video. It's a movie. Okay, is that good? Do you have to bring a camera?
No, okay. Yeah, I did, actually. We can do it after.
Okay, thanks very much. TC, can I call you TC?
Sure, I go by TC, actually.
Okay. And what was the business trip for? The genomic thing?
We were at a NIH conference out here, sponsored by ProMega, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Nice to meet you,
great,
TC.
Thanks.
Cool. PhDs like us, we must be all right. He's a smart guy, and he really likes the show. How can I convince my 14-year-old son to wear snow boots? Now, this is more my line. It's impossible, I think. Is the son here? That's him there? He's not going to. Are you going to wear snow boots?
No.
He's closed. That was a no in case you didn't hear it. Okay. There's no way. Right? Let's go. Let's get involved. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. I hate to dive into families like this and get involved, but I can get in and get out pretty quick. That's the beauty of it. Where are they here? Yes, okay. Excuse me. I got to get down there because we got to. Family crisis. Right here. All right. Is this one extended family? Is this all one family? No? You're not part of this family? Are you cold?
Yes.
All right. Well, why don't you put the other sleeve on, too, there. You. What? Here, let me.
I'm a slow learner.
Here, put this on over on this side. Do you want me to zip it?
Whatever it takes.
We're full service here. We do everything. We do PhD work. And is any way in the world you would wear snow boots?
Maybe if I had to go in really negative cold degree weather. But yeah.
But otherwise?
Shoes will work.
Shoes will work.
He has to wait at a bus stop.
before school. He needs food.
That's where you think he's waiting. He's nowhere near that bus stop. And where are you waiting at a bus stop? What school?
West.
West here in?
Yeah, in Madison.
All my kids all went there.
It's a good school.
Good, yeah. So, Uggs, they used to wear Uggs.
I don't wear Uggs.
Guys don't wear Uggs. Okay, sorry. Sorry, man. Your name is?
Cooper.
Cooper? Okay, Cooper. You're cool. I like you, man. Good luck to you. Good luck at West. Good school. Now you're too warm, right?
Yes.
I'll come back next round and we'll go take care of that. Do you think that in the past so many middle-aged men knew everything like they seem to now? What does this mean? I'm whatever is after middle-aged, so I can't speak for them. But who wrote this? Oh, right in front there. Okay, good. I have to go back in front. Susan, pardon me again. If I step on anything, just scream. And we'll stop. All right, and then are they leaving? We just separated a couple on the basis of this car.
30 years he follows me around and bosses me, and now I'm going to be, my card got read, and now he moved away from me. Look,
he abandoned you.
Yeah, of course.
30 years.
Yeah.
And abandoned exactly. At the first little tremor of problem.
The first tremor, yes, yeah. Yes. This is the first.
Are you middle-aged? How old are you?
Rough guess. Roughly? Yeah. Over 50.
55?
No.
53.
Very good.
Middle age, it means you'll live to be 106? Okay. That's cool. It's possible. At least that's possible. Yours is possible. Mine no longer is. What's the meaning behind all?
I'm just trying to figure out. It just seems like maybe it's just my spouse, but... just seems like a lot of men seem to know absolutely everything about everything.
Well, and it's funny because a lot of men say that about a lot of women as well.
I think the correct answer was yes, dear. That's what I heard the original couple over here say.
I'm saying we do hear that, but I think...
You telling yourself that.
The
voices in your head, sir.
I don't really want to get involved in this. I'm really sorry I got involved in this. May I say, if it's your birthday,
now you know why I moved.
Okay. Well, thanks, though, and I think they shouldn't do that.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Either one of them, the male or the female, or anybody, should never think they know anything at all about anything, even if it's something they do for a living, for example, but their spouse knows really better. You don't. I'm not saying that. I'm speaking my own existence. But not really. I wasn't. I'm just saying theoretically, if that happens. All right, so we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. You saw how it worked. Okay, that's why you're not raising your hands. And now here's a chance for you to try that. And TC made a real effort to be here. We've never had a PhD, I don't believe. Come on down here, man. Made a real effort. He extended his business trip. He's so overqualified that it's going to be a problem for him. Because come down this way. We'll get you up here. I won't even make you give me a reason. Usually I make you give me a reason, but okay?
All right.
You cool with that?
Sure.
All right. Come on. Let's get a PhD on it. Then that's going to help our ratings. Have a seat there. I think that water might still be good. I don't know. Anyone drink that water last time? Rusty, you drink your water? Huh? A sip? Okay. Here, I'll get you a fresh one.
Cold. It's minus 50 Fahrenheit.
What do you do for kicks?
What do I do for kicks?
Yeah. Genomes.
Risk-taking activities.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you do, for example?
Jumping out of planes. And
you jump out
bicycling.
Of planes? Do you use a chute on these occasions? Or?
I've done it once.
Okay. So
in grad school, everyone in my floor jumped out of a plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Probably jumped out of the grad school as well.
Yep. No. It was at Berkeley, and they were all chemists, and you're all risk-takers.
Yeah. So you went to Berkeley, you went to Stanford?
Undergraduate MIT, and then I went to Stanford, and then went to Harvard for a few weeks and finished up at Berkeley.
Harvard for a few weeks?
Yeah, I went with my advisor, but I wanted to be back west because I grew up in Hawaii, so I wanted to be back west.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's cool. And did you get what you wanted? Was that always in genomics?
No, we sort of got into that. Chemical genomics didn't exist till recently, in the last 5-10 years.
Yeah.
So the idea is you take a lot of compounds. We work with robotic systems.
Yeah.
So robots test about, 10,000 to 100,000 compounds a day. And you try to find things that might be the start of a drug discovery
program.
Well,
I understand all that, but I'm saying... When you're being trained for a field that does not yet exist, that takes a lot of forward thinking.
No, usually by half steps, like most things. Yeah.
What did you think you were going to go into?
I actually thought I was going to be a doctor until I met my first person.
Patient,
yeah.
A lot of patients feel the same way about doctors. It's nice to know doctors that feel the same way. There's a mutuality there. And what sort of doctor would you have been had that not happened?
Gee, I thought I wanted to be a surgeon a long time ago. I'm classic Asian. My parents pushed me, but so I rebelled.
Yeah.
Instead, went to chemistry.
Yeah,
I went to chemistry.
Heck of a rebellion.
Huh? Well, I actually liked explosives. That's what got me into science.
Explosives?
Hmm.
You're an interesting guy. I don't know.
Fun to blow things
up. But what do you like about them? The fact that they explode or
Well, it's
their
just,
uses and
it's just these innocuous powders can make quite a boom.
See, this is what Stanford will do for you. Stanford and Berkeley education will do for you. MIT, and did I leave any out?
No.
No, okay. All right, so TC, someone out there plays along with you, and you play the quiz, and that's how it works pretty much, okay?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And should I just ask the question
then? Well, no. If somebody wants to play along, they call 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, a 7-foot statue of what? They want to put a 7-foot statue of what alongside the Ten Commandments at the state capitol in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So if you, this has been in all the news and so
forth.
I know
this one.
Well, you don't have to know this one. About a guy who knows everything. This is a problem that you
I just happened to go to state capitol yesterday and they actually said this.
You went to the Oklahomas?
No, our Madison State Capitol, and the tour guide talked about this.
Oh, they're going to do one here, too, huh? A 7-foot statue of Scott Walker? In the State Capitol? That's scary. Okay, let's go to the phones now. If you know that, Dan maybe does. Hey, Dan, you know that one?
No, there's a 10-foot statue of going up in Oklahoma City next to the Ten Commandments. Moses? How about Moses, then?
No, it had something to do about a political party.
It's probably not Aubrey McClendon, then.
Wait a minute, Dan. You saying there is a big statue next to the Ten Commandments there now?
There either is or is going to be.
And what is that statue?
Well, you don't mean the statue of Moses. You mean the political
party. Is there a statue of Moses next to the Ten Commandments?
I think. I don't think it's 10 feet tall.
No. This is 7 foot anyway. So you didn't read about this thing of this other alternative religion, let's say, putting up a statue there?
Is there going to be a Scientologist then?
That'd be pretty cool. Scientologist, 7-foot Scientologist would look like something.
Well,
I'm trying really hard, John Travolta.
I'm naming every famous Oklahoman. Yeah. Will Rogers, Okay, you know what? I'm not going to get this, am I?
No, but I want to give you credit for trying, Dan. We're going to let you in. It is a statue of Satan they want to put up there. But that's not so important. It's more trying. I'm more in favor.
All right.
It's more important to try than it is to succeed sometimes.
I have family in Oklahoma.
You have family, do you? In Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Go to school down there, too?
Grew up in Hawaii. So.
Okay. Well, you grew up in Hawaii. You went to all these other schools. It didn't stop you there. Mm-hmm. What's the big deal?
I've lived in 19 places.
Okay. Can I talk to Dan for just a second here? He's an interesting guy, but what?
I have a trivia question for you. I tried to ask when you were in Akron, Ohio, but I couldn't get my question in.
Okay, what was it, Dan?
Who was the first co-host of the very first evening talk show in Madison, Wisconsin in 1968?
I have no idea.
That would be me.
Dan!
With Ira Fistel.
I remember Ira Fistel. And what's
he was my partner, yes.
I remember his show. We used to listen to it when I was in college.
Yeah, I tried to ask you that in Akron, but I didn't get a chance. But I've been trying to call to tell you ever since.
What's your last name, Dan?
Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R.
Dan Fuller. Did you do the news on that, or you were the co-host?
No, I was the co-host.
How cool. Yes, I remember calling in one time.
And then he moved on to Madison, or he moved on to Milwaukee, and I moved on to Kent State.
All right. Well, Dan, you're on the quiz right now. Dan, this is TC. He knows he's got quite a few PhDs. I think more than one.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We need lots of those.
Okay. So the two of you work together as a team. We have various categories, don't we, Bitsy?
Yep. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Dan, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Oh, well, I always got to go with things I should have learned in school because there's so many I didn't.
Okay, here's a question. What is a vortex, anyway? I never even used the word, I think, until recently, and so we want to know, two of you work together. Now, what is a vortex?
Partner, you want to handle that one?
You want a free definition, or are you giving me a multiple choice?
It's not a field that he studied. So
isn't seems vortex a little perplexed. The outside center of cyclonic action, the center of whirling air or something?
Sounds very good.
Very good.
We say descend into the vortex of the whirlpool of despair where I come from.
Right.
You do? Oh, that's pretty darn strong. Okay. Yes, a massive whirling air, whirlwind, cyclone, whirlpool, anything like that.
That's one right and zero wrong.
You know, all that money we put in your education, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't have something scientific to say about that. Okay. Hey, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. What would you like, DC?
Yes, I'd have to do science.
Well, this won't be anything in your field either. Let's face it.
Oh.
Yeah, this is about eggplants. Wild eggplant. What is special about the new species of wild eggplant found in Australia? Australia. You found a new wild eggplant. Does it A, refuse to be parmesaned? Is it B, that the females make fake pollen to attract bees? Or is C, it's much closer to violet than purple?
Well, I lean toward the middle one, but that's only because I don't really know.
It's always a good tactic to take.
Well, none of my training prepared me for this. I don't know either. It seems like that's something I just should have read someplace.
Go with Dan.
I would read the pollen.
Go, Dan is right. Females make fake pollen to attract bees. Okay, we got a chance here.
That is two right and zero wrong, and the categories remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
A 1-4. This takes it all because we're running out of time. Dan, what would you like?
I'm sorry, what was the first choice?
Current events, people, places,
president?
Or odds and ends. Yep.
Current
events.
We'll
take the first one, right.
Current events?
Whatever.
Okay. What is going to happen to those mugshots of yours up on the internet under this new agreement with the federal government? You know, these guys put their mugshots online. If you get a mugshot, if you're lucky enough to get one, they put them online and they make you pay money to get them off. This is in the news.
Oh, that wasn't the government who made you pay. It was people who were getting your mugshots and putting them on,
right.
And they're going to be forced to remove them, I understand.
Ah. TC? Yeah,
sounds right.
You came in real handy. All that education, TC. That's right. They won. Way to be, Dan.
TC, get your winter Java fix with two varieties of coffee from Big Water Coffee Roasters in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Our beans, your coffee. And then sip your favorite libation out of a sturdy mug from WJCT, First Coast Radio in Jacksonville, Florida. Celebrate the Heartland with greetings from Iowa Flipbook by Matt Pollard from Thumb Cinema. Take a Great Lakes tour using the Lake Superior Travel Guide from the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce. Honor ocean beacons with a poster depicting the 10 color images of the lighthouses of southern Maine. And jump across the pond to Paris and beyond with the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with consumptive freeliner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Dan, you've won a plethora of Feldmania swag, including a pair of Greetings from Planet Feldman postcards, Michael Feldman Posse Plus 7 power stickers, What Do You Know temporary tattoos, What Do You Know buttons, and a classic What Do You Newt bumper sticker. Then, sing along with Jerry Becker's Holidays featuring Santa Said No Samba and Where Will Your Heart Be New Year's Eve and other choice tunes on an Orchard CD. Write cheery greetings using Nebraska Shakespeare pen. Enter guests, or rather rather entertain guests, playing What Do You Know, the party game, including contestants, questions, and the festive Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com, and carry it all in a New York Historical Society Museum and Library tote bag from the New York Historical Society. Congratulations to you both.
All right, there. We're going now, aren't we?
Hey, y'all.
Thanks for coming.
We're going to Kenosha Saturday, February 1st.
I was going to say the same thing. Kenosha, Parkside out there. Join us down there Saturday, February 1st.
You can get all your information at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thanks for coming, all y'all. Thanks for listening.
PRI, Public Radio International.